Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Hebrews 6 verse 18 says, "We who have fled for refuge might hold fast to the hope set before us." The word for today is the first in a series on keeping your hope alive. Now, does your situation look impossible? Are you getting ready to give up? Don't. Emily Batisse was 79 when she was injured in a hit-and-run accident and wasn't expected to live. When Norman Vincent Peale went to visit her, he noticed a row of brand new poetry books that hadn't been opened. When he asked her about them, she said, "I love poetry, but I haven't read those. I'm saving them for my old age." Mrs. Batisse lived to read those books many times, and when she eventually died at 91, she was planning a trip to Europe. Hope is desiring something to come true. Faith is believing that it'll happen. Hope is wanting something so desperately that despite all evidence to the contrary, you keep believing for it. And the remarkable thing is that the act of hoping produces a strength of its own. When Cornell University conducted a study on the effects of hope, Dr. Harold G. Wolf reported that people with hope could endure incredible burdens. One group comprised 25,000 soldiers imprisoned during World War II. Subjected to forced labor, bad food, and filth, many died, while others showed only slight damage. Interviews with survivors revealed a far above average ability to hope. How were they able to keep their hope alive? By drawing pictures of the girls they planned to marry, designing their future homes, and organizing business management seminars. Hope not only kept them well, it kept them alive. It's easy to see why Paul describes hope as a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. That's from Hebrews 6 and verse 9. Keep your hope alive. Part 1. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.